Welcome back to the Man After God podcast, where you're going to hear conversations to equip the next generation of godly men. On each episode, we seek to bring biblical truth on a wide range of topics impacting the lives of men. And it's our sincere desire to help you to strengthen and deepen your relationship with God so that you can fulfill your God-given purpose. Today, we're going to be finishing up our three-part series with Pastor Orlando, Pastor Terrence, Pastor Donnie, and myself. And the topic that's on deck today is, it's on me. It's on me. Now, this topic is designed to help challenge us all of us men, to help us realize that God has given us everything that we need to move forward in this life with purpose. Thank you so much for listening today. Enjoy the episode.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so our next topic is, it's on me. It's on me. If it's gonna start and end with me. Amen. Pastor Jason, want to elaborate?
I can dive in on this one. This cuts multiple ways. Why are we talking about cutting? So when I think about this phrase, man, it's this title, it's on me. It made me think about how God has equipped us with everything that we need. And the Bible says that we have been given the keys to the kingdom. Now it's up to us to perform. It's up to us to follow through, to search after everything that God wants us to be in this life. And so as men, we got to be ready to take responsibility. We cannot blame anybody else any longer. Yeah, don't blame nobody else. That was 40 years ago. You didn't make the squad back then. It's okay. That didn't define your NBA career. Or that thing didn't cause you to not go pro. All right? That just wasn't for you. All right? Whatever it is, it's now on you. Yeah. And so just saying that to yourself. Say that to yourself, brother. Somebody type that in the chat or something. Yeah. It's on me. Now it's up to you to walk out everything that God has put before you. And it made me think about John Wick. And it was, I think it might have been part two. Not that I've seen all of them and are awaiting the fourth one to come out. Nothing like that. But there was a part in the movie where he went into like a suit shop. And in the suit shop, the guy had all of his weapons. He had his attire. Even built the suit to fit the weapons that he would be able to have. And so everything was provided for him. Yeah. And it's no different for us as believers, that everything that Jesus Christ has done, has made available for us, it's been provided for us. The suit is even for you from head to toe. God has got you covered, man. Amen. Of God. So now it's up to you.
Amen.
Now it's up to you. You have no more excuses. Right. I don't want to stay in the land of excuses in my life anymore. And I'm just talking to myself. I don't want to be in excuse land. I don't want to be 10 years from now still making excuses about things that God has told me to do that I've refused to do because I want to make excuses about it. So, in other words, it is on me. So, for discussion purposes, brother, what are the things that keep us from recognizing that it is on us? What keeps us in excuse land and from walking out everything that God has for us?
I'll speak on just fear. Come on. You know, a lot of times we know what we have, but we don't know if we implement or initialize what's going to happen on the other side. Even though you kind of know inside, like, because based on the promises of God, if you do A, you get this. I mean, there's a cause and effect. You know, so fear, I mean, has stopped me many times in life of pursuing a thing because I'm just not knowing what's going to happen. You know, am I going to be rejected? Are they going to say no? Am I going to fumble along the way? Yeah. Yet, come to find out, it's okay. You can stumble and fumble, but get up, keep walking. If you fall in, to sin or find yourself in a backsliding condition, that's not an okay place to be. Yeah. But man, recognize who you've been made. Amen. In God and get back in your rightful place that God has put you in. So fear, I think, is a big one.
Now, you know what? And it's funny you said it because I think if fear is what it is, this is why. This is why men can't take that accountability to say it's on me, because I'm scared of how my kids gonna react or how my wife gonna react. I got us in this predicament. You know, it's my fault, but I don't want to see what that looks like. You know, but these are things that we have to. These are moments that we as men have to face. You know, fear looks to stop progress. Mm. Fear looks to stop the man in his tracks. And it's time for us to tell fear to shut up.
Yeah.
To tell fear to shut up. Lord, I do take accountability as a man. But what I love about it is that even though it's on me, I ain't doing it alone.
That's right.
Though it's on me, and this is what we as men got to recognize. Mm-hmm. Even though this is on me, I ain't doing it alone. Yeah. Lord, yeah, I'm a husband. I need you.
Yeah.
Show me how to be a good husband.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm a father. I don't know what I'm doing. Show me how to be a good father.
God will not only definitely be a daddy to you, but he'll put people in your path at the same time.
Come on, man.
To provide the assist.
Embrace the encounters.
Yeah. So as you talk about, you know, men not having friends, it's like this is the purpose. We need friends that can be real with us and even help us along the way. That's and not true. Just to help you when you need to move from one place to another. Can I borrow your pickup truck? That type of thing. But I mean to help you in life. You know, we need these relationships, you know, that they will be fruitful in a multitude of ways.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we need our brothers to help us in this life. But definitely, man, the Father, he's looking to be your help.
Amen. Amen. You know, also, I agree with you all as it pertains to fear. That also makes me think of this, though, that there's a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why people are fearful, right? Yeah. So a man that is fearful is because you don't know.
Yep.
You do not know the Father.
Yeah.
You do not know what he thinks of you.
Yeah.
You do not know how he really created you and formed you. You do not know your spiritual position.
Mm.
So if you don't know, then, you know, you'll be like a movie where you don't know that you're really the king. You know, you're living as a peasant, but you're really a king,
come on,
right?
Yeah.
You're really the heir to the throne, but yet you're not walking in that type of sonship because you don't know who you are. And so when you don't know who you are, then fear can just run rampant.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then there's where also the little splinters can come in. In your eyesight, so now your perspective is just all messed up. So you don't even see things and view things right because you have not heard. You have not heard who you are. So because you haven't heard, now you can't see correctly, right?
Yeah.
So now you're not seeing life from the right perspective because you have not heard who you are and received the truth of that, right?
Yeah.
How many men stay away from the things that will actually cause them real growth, right? You know, we'll spend hours talking about, I was sharing with somebody, about sports, right?
Sure.
Yeah, let's just be real.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my coworker was like, what you doing, Terrence? You listening to sports? I said, yeah, and then I left. I was like, well, I guess this must be men's gossip. Because at the end of the day, they just talk about who did what, so-and-so did this, that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not on the court. I'm not living another man's dream.
Sure.
How are we?
Come on,
that's
man.
I don't want to skip
man.
Topics, okay?
No, come on.
I'm not
going to
fight. No, but this is just something that's men we got to think about. We are so enthused about another man living there.
Wow.
Walking out their greatness and their purpose on the field.
Don't give him too much.
You know, now I'm going to turn into.
Don't give him too much with a mandate.
Pastor Evans, like, okay, let me stop.
No,
okay.
Go ahead, I'm just playing.
You want to wear another man name on your back, right?
Yeah.
Pastor Tony Evans talked about that. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
No, but what's wrong with your name? Because you don't know your name, you would rather wear another man's name
on
your back.
Come on.
Because of their greatness, because you don't know the own greatness that resides within you.
Come on.
Yeah.
We want to call people the GOAT.
God have you, yo. Yeah, right.
Oh, he the GOAT. We don't even know who we are. Ooh. You know what's crazy is that a lot of brothers can't get to purpose because they don't have identity. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thankful that in this house that we focus on identity. Once you know who you are, now you can go do purpose. It's no different than you working on, you get a new stove or something, right? It's the instruction manual will tell you how to use the stove. But on the front cover of the instruction manual, it tells you what the thing is. This is a stove. This is what it's purposeful. It's amazing. It's great. You need to know who you are first, right? Now God's going to give you the instruction manual. He's going to tell you how to make this step, how to make that step, how to be successful in everything that you do. And we won't pick up the instruction manual. We won't look at it. We won't see who we are. So I just thank God that in this house that we understand our identity. And when we do that, now I can go out in my purpose because I know who I am. Because there's a disconnect, which you can't do purpose without identity. Because you're just living and you don't know who you are. Like you end up living beneath your privileges and living beneath your expectations that God has for you. And so you end up cheering on who people think is the GOAT in L.A. But we're not going to go there. We'll talk about
please
that.
Not.
So the,
please not.
And we'll get up and we'll start a fight. But not realizing how great they are and who God has called them to be.
I'm guilty of that, man.
That's all right.
I did social media that out, man. The GOAT. The GOAT.
When you have to proclaim yourself
come
as the
on,
GOAT.
Man.
Say that.
When you have to proclaim yourself as the GOAT. We're going to stop calling people GOATs.
Yeah, let's please. Yeah.
It's the greatest, man.
You know, my thing is, you mentioned about the whole being a stove and it has instructions, right? But for me personally, you know, when something is so valuable, I don't play games like that in reference to not reading the instructions. When it's so costly, when I recognize how much it costs, I don't want to risk messing it up so and putting my own spin to it, right? Yeah. No, let's get the instructions and do this thing right because it costs me a lot to purchase this. And so how much more for us as men? Jesus paid his life a great cost. You were bought at a great cost. The Bible says while you were yet sinners, when you was doing your own thing, that Christ died for you. He already knew. And so you were bought with a great price. So why try to follow your own instructions? Why try to follow granddad's instructions and somebody else's instructions? But follow God's instructions for your life. You know what I'm saying? For our life. But we have to know. You know, and so that's what the mandate is all about. This is what the conference is all about, right? We want to shed light in dark spaces and illuminate your hearts with the truth of the word. Hallelujah, because there is purpose and identity in each and every one of you. And so even to the women that is listening and that you may know of a son, of a husband, a brother, a father, an uncle, nephew, please, by all means, a friend, a neighbor, sow in and get them here to 16842 Park Avenue, River of Life Kingdom Ministries on March 11th. Please go to the website so that they can just enjoy and be amongst men that has purpose and that we're doing this on purpose for the purpose of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just the last things real quick. Again, menaftergod.com. If you have not gotten your tickets, head on over to that address to learn about the conference, to register. Like I said, we're going to say I'm excited about 50 times. We're still really on fire about this thing. This is the Lord's doing, praise God. And it is marvelous. Amen. And we're going to be here on March 11, 2023. If you have questions, reach out to me at elderjason@rolkm.com. And also, check out the Men After God podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. We have a podcast for this particular ministry. We've got a new episode out. One talks about the conference. The other one talking about preparation that the Lord gave to Pastor Orlando here. And so don't forget to check it out. Men After God podcast. Head over to menaftergod.com to register for the conference. We love you guys. So on behalf of Apostle Barbara, Pastor O, Pastor Donnie, Pastor Terrence, I'm Pastor Jason. And that is Thursday Night Live. Yes. And we will see you guys on Sunday. Love you guys.
Amen.
God bless. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank you guys again for listening. As always, I pray that you heard something in this series, in this episode, on all of our podcast episodes. I pray that you heard something that will help propel you into your purpose with Jesus Christ. Men of God, please, please make sure that you join a local house of worship where you can get the spiritual and practical teaching that you need in this life. Go ahead and get plugged in, men of God. Ask the Lord to help direct you to a local house if you're having trouble. And if you haven't already, take a moment to subscribe to the Men After God podcast wherever you listen to your podcast episodes. And don't forget that you can check us out also on Instagram at Men After God podcast. And if you need help in your walk, please reach out to me. I'm happy to help. Elder Jason at ROLKM. Shoot me a note. We've got some awesome pastors as well. The other brothers on the podcast, they're here to help. I'm here to help. We want to see you grow in your walk with the Lord. And if you want to learn more about River of Life Kingdom Ministries, our local house, you can do so at ROLKM.com. Be blessed.